It's 8-11 now, and it sounds great. You just pay one price for everything you might want or need during your vacation, and that way you don't have to check out different restaurants. It's all inclusive. You've paid for it already. Enjoy yourself. Well, there may be a catch or two. We go live to Matt Heimer. He's editor of the Encore blog at MarketWatch.com. It is convenient, Matt, to go all-inclusive, and you never have to spring for cash or anything. But what exactly does all-inclusive mean? Maybe we have the wrong idea of its meaning.
Well, I think the word all definitely needs to be put in quotation marks and maybe with an asterisk next to it. Certainly the promise of this whole idea of the resorts that you think of, like Club Med or Sandals or Beaches, is that you really just kind of pay one lump sum forever that covers everything, all your food, all your lodging. But what's happening more and more is that as the economics of the travel business get tougher, a lot of these all-inclusive places are charging extra for anything that seems like a perk, whether that's like a spa treatment or you're going to borrow a kayak for the day, or even if you want to have a slightly nicer entree with your meal. You know, all those things now are going to be tacked on extra. And, you know, for vacationers who got used to that one-price-fits-all model, it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, and so now when you say all-inclusive, you're kind of on the bottom rung, aren't you? They'll feed you, and they'll give you something to drink, but it's nothing special anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, when the way we put it in an article, and my colleague Caitlin Wells said, well, you know, it's all you can drink as long as all you want to drink is iced tea. and, you know, and don't get me wrong, you know, I've done all-inclusive trips where I've been very, very pleased with the free food options. But, you know, when you're on vacation and you want to pamper yourself, you maybe want to have a nice bottle of wine with dinner or even upgrade to, you know, the filet mignon instead of maybe just the chicken breast, you know, they're kind of catching you with extra surcharges almost any time you make a move like that.
Hopefully you're not staying in your hotel room much. The idea would be to enjoy some sunshine or whatever the attractions are where you're visiting. But the room's not that great. It's certainly not the one advertised on the website or on the brochure.
Yeah, that's often true. You know, here's another area where, in some cases, the all-inclusive room is a pretty basic one that maybe doesn't have anything in the way of a view, or you know, only has maybe the double bed instead of the queen size or king size bed. And again, you know, they have the premium rooms there, but chances are they're going to hit you with an additional surcharge for upgrading to those rooms. And again, you know, that's typical in a hotel. You usually pay more for a nicer room. But what frustrates some vacationers is that they don't really realize these fees are added on until after they've committed to the trip.
Finally, tipping. Are you tipping that resort whether you know it or not?
Well, that kind of depends. You know, cruise ships, which use essentially the all-inclusive vacation model, they actually add a tip to automatically to your bill most of the time, and it's typically a set amount per passenger per day. I guess the good news is that at the typical land all-inclusive resort, the gratuity is sort of actually is included in what you paid up front. But for Americans who are sort of used to tipping when they get lots of services, you know, they're often a little confused about whether they should be adding a tip or not. You know, we talk to the resort owners, and they say, well, no, it's included. You know, if you want to really make a good impression based on somebody's service, you could write a nice note to their boss or recommend the resort to a friend. But, yeah, you know, in practice, I think a lot of people wind up tipping even if they don't have to because they feel awkward about, you know, stiffing somebody by accident.
If I could limit you to just a few seconds, which is a bit unfair, good deal or not all-inclusive? Is it a good deal anymore?
It's a good deal if you really don't want to plan. I'd say if you're going to a country where you don't speak the language, you don't want to put the effort into having to pick the restaurants and find the excursions outside the resort, then it's probably still worth it for you. But if you're more adventurous and independent, yeah, you wouldn't be satisfied.
That is Matt Heimer live on WTOP. He's editor of the Encore blog at MarketWatch.com. We've been talking about all-inclusive, not really meaning all-inclusive anymore.